Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, You're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Hump Day Wednesday. Yes, we're at the hump. Kids are on their way back to school today. They have had an incredibly long weekend. And as always, we want to remind you about those school zones. They've not been flashing for the last 2 days, but they are this morning. If you're just getting your morning started, what an amazing morning. No more rain. The skies seem to be clearing. It's all clear this morning on the roads, but we do want to remind you that school buses and school zones are in effect until 9 o'clock. So if you're traveling in, stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for kids at bus stops, kids that are walking, and our crossing guards. You know what? They work so very hard, and we just really always like to remind you to help them help our kids get there safely. So if you're traveling in this morning, we hope that you've got your momentum. And you know what? We talk about Momentous Monday, but sometimes you just need that momentum to keep you going throughout the week. It's Hump Day Wednesday. It is going to be a great rest of the week, and we've got some incredible stuff coming up. We want you to stay on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back with more right after this.
Dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic? At American Wholesale Mattress, we can make your dreams come true. And now's the perfect time during the Ergo Adjustable Bed Savings Event. While you're here, check out the new Tempur-Pedic Breeze, the coldest sleeping bed on the market. At American Wholesale Mattress, our Tempur-Pedics are in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, you can stop dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic and start dreaming on one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive next to Subway, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Jock Roy, the mayor of the city of Alexandria. I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping the City of Alexandria to enrich individuals and the community through the provision of services and effective coordination of programs in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your positive support. The City of Alexandria can't thank you enough.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Hump Day Wednesday if you're just getting your morning started. It's February 13th, and it's 7:42. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. And like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish with all of your insurance needs. The number to phone Rosa and her team is 318-487-1881. Also, Hixon Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to their website at www.hixonhasit.com. Hixonhasit.com, the official automotive dealer for the OPT Network. Now, as we get the morning started, you know, I've been thinking a lot about momentum. And as you're driving in, getting back into the groove, getting the kids on the go, this is what I want us all to start with. You gotta change your thinking. And so last night, what we did with Deuce Christmas is we started early. We started before the morning, because for many of our kids, this morning is going to feel like their Monday. So I said to him, and his dad said to him, son, you need to make sure that you go to bed with a good, positive attitude so that you can wake up with a good, positive attitude. And so this morning, if you're driving in with your kids or you're getting them off to school, remember to make that impartation of a good, positive mental attitude. It makes them better, it makes people around them better, and it makes their day better. And so if you're driving in with your kids or you're just getting started, you want to just make sure that they start on the right foot. And I know for us, when ours start off on the right foot, we all start off on the right foot. And so DC and I, in our quiet time this morning, we were meditating on something that I love to talk about, and that's don't quit. So we were watching something the other night, these very, very athletic, I mean athletic women that were triathletes. And they push their bodies to the brink of exhaustion with just doing all of the criteria for the race. And they push their muscles to the brink of really no return. And what I love about it is they were two women, and they were in the hunt to finish. And we've been talking about finishing a lot on the show. And so these women had pushed and pushed and pushed, and they had literally given everything that they could give, both mentally, physically, and I'm sure even spiritually. And so their bodies just literally gave out. Well, why are you talking about this morning, Carlette? I'm talking about never quitting. I'm talking about being able to see the finish line and never quitting, and sometimes not being able to finish, see the finish line, but if you just keep pushing. And so these women had pushed themselves to the brink of no return, where they just collapsed. But they were so committed to finishing that the one woman sees the other woman coming up behind her. She drops to the ground. She's done. She can't do anything else. And so she doesn't want the other woman to beat her, but the other woman collapses. And so their mind is on finishing. And so the one woman gets on her hands and knees and literally crawls across the finish line. And then as she reaches the finish line, she collapses. And then the woman behind her says, you know what? I'm not a quitter. I'm going to just do what she did, and I'm going to crawl. And so as she's crawling across the finish line, her sister friend, she grabs out to her. She grabs her arm, and she literally helps to pull her across the finish line. So the moral of the story this morning is this, and we're going to be reminding you a lot. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter how long it takes to finish a thing. The most important thing is to finish. And I am telling you, if you have had a history of quitting, every time you start something because you get so physically, mentally, spiritually, and every other way exhausted that your body just quits, I'm telling you to change your thinking. See, the moral of this story is these women were probably some of the most fit specimens in terms of their physical body and even their physical minds. I mean, just avid runners, avid women who were just in great physical condition. But their minds were such that I'm not gonna let the race that I've trained and worked so hard for end like this. I'm not gonna let it end without crossing the finish. And so this morning, I'm telling you, if you are traveling in with your kids, or if you're just traveling in by yourself, you're sitting at your desk and you're listening to us via www.onpointcxmas.com. We want to encourage you that it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter how long. What really matters is if you put that sticky note on your computer, you put it on your desk, and it says simply this, two words, don't quit. And I'm telling you, when you get that really down into your psyche, really down into your spirit, then you can say to your kids with so much conviction, you know what? You started this sport, or you started in the band, or you started cheerleading, or you started whatever. You might not need to be a cheerleader next year if you don't want to, but you gotta finish. Finishing is a mentality. It is a mindset. Are we teaching our kids to finish? And that's a question we all need to ask ourselves. Or are we telling them that that job is too hard, that manager is just too hard, so you just quit? They don't need to talk to you like that, so you just quit. Finishing is a mentality. I am telling you, if you get this down in your psyche, your attitude will take you to altitudes that we can only just imagine. Hey, everybody, it's Hump Day Wednesday. That's just a little something to get you over the hump. Stay on point. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more right after this.
Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Your mother said, read the books your father read, trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, others take a different view. My, oh my, yeah. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. Your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds, try to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears, go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my, eh, eh, eh. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger.
Different from the start at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Hickson Autoplex CEO, Dallas Hickson.
Dallas, every time you guys come, it is just so incredible. And people feel your heart. And they feel your heart every time in a different way. And now we've felt your heart in just being a man of God, a man that has a heart after God and has a heart for the community. And for that, we just can't thank you enough.
Well, I tell you, I want to thank you because there are so few outlets in our country who allow the people like us to come in here and talk and say the things that we say. There are so many detractors to the opposite side, the negative news in the negative world we live in. I appreciate the fact of the things that you bring to the table, you and David both, and the positive spirit that you bring. If more people would get in the groove of being like y'all, being positive and being open about it on the air, we would live in a lot better place. So thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Hump Day Wednesday. Today's February the 13th, and this segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Remember, these are just not words. Every single woman, if you are 40 years old or older, you need to have your annual mammogram. If you are uninsured or underinsured, St. Francis Cabrini Hospital has free mammograms. The number to phone is 318-487-1122. It's a really, really easy number. The contact person is Diane Kitts, K-I-T-T-S. She's more than happy to help you to get that process moving so that you can have your free mammogram. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the conversation on this Hump Day Wednesday, you know already that this month is the Love Month. It is also Heart Month, and every day I have tried to wear something red or either my red dress pin that symbolizes Go Red for Women. Heart disease is the number one killer of women, and it is also Black History Month. And so we're going to be talking about all of those things for the entire month and even beyond. And so this morning, what we're talking about is Black History Month and people that are proactive in their community. This morning, we are joined by the Association of Black Social Workers right here, the chapter in Alexandria. We're joined by the president, Deborah Graham, and LaTanya Charles, who are both social workers right here in our communities. Ladies, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning.
Good morning,
and thank you for having us.
Not a problem at all. It is our honor. Deborah, I want to start with you, and I want to start by talking about what the mission of the Association of Black Social Workers right here in Alexandria is.
The mission of the Association of Black Social Workers Alexandria, we are a nonprofit organization which was established in October 2012. Mm-hmm. The purpose of the organization is to provide and structure a forum through which African American social workers and those in related fields of social services can exchange ideas, offer services as well as develop programs in the interest of the African American community at large.
Mm-hmm. And so I want to talk about, LaTanya, why you guys as a group, because you've got a really good-looking group of women, and there is one gentleman, but why you all thought it was important to put this together at this time?
Well, we want to empower our community. We want to provide resources so that they can also be successful in life. We want to put those resources back in our communities, reach out to the community, and let them know that, you know, there are resources to help them, you know, prepare for jobs, prepare for their, you know, prepare for education.
Mm-hmm.
If we have children that want to go to college, we want to be able to provide that resource for them, let them know where to seek out this information to help them go to college, as well as financial. We want to be able to provide a financial resource for them as well, as far as getting them to, you know, the particular interest that, you know, excuse me.
Okay, the interest that suits them.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And so, and I think that that is admirable. And I think it's really, really important that people have come out of their busyness, because we're all busy, Deborah, and we're
yeah.
all, you know, we all have plates that are full. But
yeah,
how do we help? How do we help? We talk about knowledge being power all the time. How do
yeah.
we help to empower the next generation of social workers?
We do that one individual at a time. As LaTanya shared,
mm-hmm.
it is so essential that we not only focus on just the family, but we must focus on the individual and then the family. And if the individual and the family are successful, it also empowers our community at large.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the goal.
And one of the things that LaTanya and I were talking about before the show, Deborah, and I think it's really important for you guys to share, is that there are so many services such
yeah.
as mental health and yeah. other services that are just have gone missing in the African American community.
Right.
Yes. One of the barriers, I would say, is that mental health is, there's a funding concern, one, but a lot of times people are in denial that they need
mm-hmm.
treatment, and they will, because of being in denial, they won't request service or ask for services.
Mm-hmm.
But our organization, we're blessed with professionals in child welfare, family services, counseling, substance abuse,
mm-hmm.
mental health counseling, the reentry solution. We just offer, we have the opportunity to offer services
mm-hmm.
in our community and be.
Absolutely. And one of the things that, LaTanya, I want you to talk about is we were talking about earlier how we go out and reach that next generation to empower them to get involved in social services. How do you think that you guys can be impactful?
Well, just having forums in the community, having town hall meetings, getting into the school systems, having presentations, providing that resource to
mm-hmm.
the students as well as to, you know, their parents and the community at large. We are trying to work on having a blood drive, which is not something that, you know, we're used to seeing in the African-American community. We're not,
mm-hmm.
you know, used to giving blood. And that's an idea.
What
of
do you think
Deborah's.
That's about, yeah. Deborah? Why do you think we're not used to giving or seeing blood drives in African-American communities?
Again, I think it's just a lack of awareness. Perhaps we are not as aware as we should be for the need, and as well as just the education of how it can impact our lives
uh-huh.
if just one person was to just give blood.
And, you know, one of the things that we were kind of talking about and chuckling about as you were saying that, could it be fear?
Mm-hmm.
Are we afraid
yeah.
of needles?
Oh, yes, definitely. And, you know, with all the different medical
yeah.
mishaps and things that have happened throughout our history, you know, it has put the fear within the African-American community, not even, you know, like you were talking about Heart Health Month,
mm-hmm.
you know, just going to get regular checkups. You know, we, in general, we don't like to go to the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
We're afraid of what is going to be told to us or what may happen to us once we go in. So that's something we want to also advocate in our community, that, You know, we want them to go to the doctors. Mm-hmm. We want them to seek help for, you know, mental health issues, substance abuse issues, mm-hmm. things that, you know, even with parenting, you know, that's a huge factor in our community as well. Making sure that people have the proper tools mm-hmm. to parent their children.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. These are a lot of huge issues. And as I was looking at the list, you guys have it, what seems to be a lot of incredible women. And Mary Boyd Smith was on that list. And we were saying, DC and I were saying, she is one of those people that is very, very proactive. And she,
yes, she is
a doer in the community. And so we just can't wait to see the programs and the changes that you guys are going to be able to make in the community. And it takes a village. It takes everyone.
Yes, yes. And that is the strength of the African-American community, is that of unity. And we support one another, and we mainly support our children mm-hmm. and our elders.
Absolutely. So, let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about this organization. But we're going to talk more about being the change that we all want to see. Let's stop talking about it and let's
yes.
be about it. You're on point, yes. everybody. We're back right after this. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Hump Day Wednesday. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress. If you did not sleep well last night, if you're not going to work rested this morning, then American Wholesale Mattress is the place that you need to put at the top of your list. They've got an incredible team that will put you in the right mattress or on the right mattress with the right pillow to make sure that you get a wonderful night's sleep. They're at 717 MacArthur Drive, American Wholesale Mattress. Also Get Wired Satellites, Jeremy Clary. You can get HD for life. You can get all the channels that you desire, plus bundling and more. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. And of course, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. If you're just joining this morning, we're joined by Deborah Graham, who is the president of the Association of Black Social Workers right here in Alexandria, the Alexandria chapter, and LaTanya Charles, who is an LMSW, which all of these letters, there's so many, and they're all really, really great. And we're happy to have you guys here as we celebrate Black history and we celebrate the greatness of people coming together. And I said to you guys during the break, there is a man on the list, and that's great. But for the most part, this is a group of women. And I said, yeah. I said, how amazing has it been for you guys to come together?
It's a wonderful experience. It is just truly a blessing from God. We have a total of 18 members, 17 females and one male, and anyone that are in any professional or students, MSW or BSW students that are interested in joining are welcome to join us. We meet the first Thursday of every month at the Broadway Community Center at 5:15.
Mm-hmm.
But back to this the opportunity to engage one another. The professionals come from various different fields, from child welfare, mental health, the correctional setting, just various areas, and with that, it's so powerful because whenever we have an issue, one of the concerns we had was the number of African-American youth in the correctional system of OJJ,
mm-hmm.
and with that, we have the opportunity through engagement of someone right there in our, within our organization mm-hmm. to share some facts and statistics from the state, mm-hmm. and then we had from Family Service, some variables that could perhaps influence or cause or contribute to the child being in that system.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a wonderful experience.
And for you, LaTanya, what has your experience been? Because the reason why I asked that question, Deborah and LaTanya, is because we want to dispel this myth that women can't come together and come together, not just come together, but come together in power.
Yes.
And make things happen. And so for you, LaTanya, what has your experience been like?
It has been wonderful. I get to learn from a lot of great women, some that have been in, you know, the field for over 20 years. Rose
yes.
Thompson, for one, is a great inspiration to me. When I first moved to Louisiana, she was one of the women that interviewed me at the Department of Social Services,
mm-hmm.
and I was just so inspired by her. She was so professional. She had a wealth of knowledge and still does.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of women within the organization that have, you know, a wealth of knowledge, even those that are on the bachelor's level, those
mm-hmm.
that are, you know, still in school. Miss Deborah is completing her master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of information to provide and share with one another. It's a great, great organization. And I'm just so, you know, thrilled to be amongst, you know, beautiful women
mm-hmm.
That are yeah. talented and smart and that are willing to give back to their community.
And you guys just don't know how I'm sitting here and I am oozing with just so much gratitude and love to see women come together in a society where people say that we can't
mm-hmm.
come together for the good. And what I heard you
yeah.
both say is that there is a lot of mentoring within
yes,
the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely. And
yes, it is.
Again, Deborah has been a great inspiration to me. We've become like sisters. You know, we're pretty much alike. We were having that conversation and laughing about how much we are alike. We're very detailed, you know,
mm-hmm. yeah.
some of the similar things. You know, I was thinking about purchasing different things for the banquet, and she was already on top of that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we just kind of chuckle about those mm-hmm. things. And even some yes. of the younger women that are in the organization, you know, that's the opportunity to mentor.
Absolutely.
Currently, I'm the supervisor for professional services at Family Counseling, mm-hmm. and I oversee
a great
the
organization.
Interns,
mm-hmm.
And I have a few now that it's just a great, you know, opportunity, and I get excited to mentor other African American interns to teach them about the field.
Absolutely. Now, before we talk about the banquet and what you guys are doing, Deborah, I want to talk about how we inspire and empower the next generation, because the statistics say, by the U.S. Department of Bureau and Labor Statistics, say that in the field of psychology, and that's just one of those areas, that the jobs are going to grow by 22%. And this starting back in 2010 to 2020, which is faster than the average for all other occupations. So how do we encourage the next generation of African-American youth to go into this field and not be so daunted by being able to pass the test?
I believe mentoring and community service is essential into getting other African-American youth on board with this major. Mm-hmm. We are going to go out into our community, and we plan to spend time with the students and share with them what we're doing, you know, how we entered into social work. And social work, in my opinion, is a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
It's you have to have it in your heart. And if it's not in your heart, it's not going to be just one of those things like it's a job. Mm-hmm. It's a ministry. And with that said, when we're out in the community engaging the students and mentoring them, they will, if it's in their heart, mm-hmm. they will be receptive to going into the field, is mm-hmm. our hope.
Mm-hmm. And isn't more than anything, LaTanya, this really is about service and servanthood?
It really is.
Yes, it is.
We have a member from Reverend Turner's church, and please forgive me because I cannot think of the name of his church, but they
Christian Love.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. They will be hosting a Godly Girls event for young girls in
wow.
the community.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be on March 16th. It's going to be an all-day event ranging from
Godly
girls.
Girls. I
Godly
love that.
Girls. Mm-hmm. Godly Girls Rock is what it's
yeah.
going to be called.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And some of us from the Association of Black Social Workers will be there presenting to the young ladies, and we'll be talking
yeah.
about different things from self-esteem,
mm.
what it means to set your goals and stick to your goals. And the
mm-hmm.
age range goes from 5 years old to 20 years old.
Mm.
And what we want to do is really impact them and let them see, you know, other African-American women from their community,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing great things within the community and inspiring
yeah.
them to go out and to further their education, to be godly girls, to,
mm-hmm.
you know, present themselves as young ladies
mm-hmm.
in the community and to continue
yeah.
to learn and give back to their community.
Now, what an amazing forum that is going to be, Godly
mm-hmm.
Girls. And that's
yeah.
isn't that where it starts, Deborah? It starts with our
yes,
young
indeed.
Girls.
Yes, indeed. We cannot expect our youth to be successful if we don't give them the proper foundation. And some of those basic skills are lacking in our African-American youth. Not sure why or how we change from
mm-hmm.
Our past as far as our, like my mom, some of the training that I've passed on to my kids. And then when you look around, you don't really see that consistency there like
mm-hmm.
it used to be.
Mm-hmm. And this is, I think, something over time that if everybody just gives a little something, maybe we
yes.
can be the change in another
yeah,
child's
and
life.
We will. Right. We
absolutely,
will.
We will.
We have this opportunity, and I just believe in our community. I believe if we come together, we can overcome any struggle, any obstacle that's in our way. And
absolutely.
It's just through education and through unity and by God's grace that we will arrive there.
Absolutely, and you guys are a true testament to that. We're going to come back, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the banquet, and we're going to talk about how people can connect, but most importantly, we're going to talk about how people can sponsor this event.
Stay on point. We're back in a moment.
The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see it all. And even if I could, it'd all be great. But your picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad, it's not so bad. I drank too much last night, got bills to pay. My head just feels in pain. I missed the bus and there'll be hell today. I'm late for work again. And even if I'm there, they'll all imply that I might not last the day. And then you call me and it's not so bad, it's not so bad.
Dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic? At American Wholesale Mattress, we can make your dreams come true. And now's the perfect time during the Ergo Adjustable Bed Savings Event. While you're here, check out the new Tempur-Pedic Breeze, the coldest sleeping bed on the market. At American Wholesale Mattress, our Tempur-Pedics are in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, you can stop dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic and start dreaming on one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive next to Subway, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin.
Because this is what I hear when you talk. Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf is serving Avoyelles Parish. Hey, for more information, it doesn't matter if you need home, auto, life, or banking. Kyle and his team, they can help. The number's 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about all that this month encompasses, and one of those things is Black History Month and our rich culture and history and the fortitude that we have within ourselves to be the change that we want to see. This morning, we're joined by Deborah Graham, who is the president
of the Association of Black Social Workers, the chapters in Alexandria, and LaTanya Charles, who is at LMSW. And we're talking about change. And we were saying during the break that you guys have created an incredible movement here that is going to eventually be the change in helping African-American students to become more involved in social sciences. Let's talk about what you guys are doing to do that, Deborah.
Yes, thank you again for having us. The ABSW Alexandria chapter has established a scholarship fund for high school students in Central Louisiana. The scholarship fund will assist area African-American students in their efforts to achieve a college education. Students applying for the scholarship will need to major in a social science field of study, mm-hmm. have a minimum GPA of a 2.5. The scholarship applications can be obtained from their high school counselors.
Mm-hmm.
And to support that scholarship, we will have our first annual scholarship banquet on this coming Saturday, February the 16th, at 5 p.m. at the Pineville Community Center. Our theme for this event is Embracing the Past, mm-hmm. Empowering the Future. And Dr. Rodney Charles, medical doctor, he's a psychiatrist in our community. Mm-hmm. He is our keynote speaker.
Absolutely. And LaTanya, that is, of course, your husband. And, you know, I think that this is incredible, embracing the past, but learning how to empower ourselves and our kids for the future. And we were saying during the break, you know what? We need to stop depending on others to do for us what we can do for ourselves.
That's right.
Yes,
and much of that starts with giving.
Right.
Let's talk about the giving to make this event successful. Let's talk about that and how people can give.
Well, the tickets are $15 single, $25 per couple. Sponsorships are $100.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we need. We need those sponsorships to help, you know, increase the gift that we're going to give to these students. We have one female and one male that we will choose from the application pool, and we will award them with a scholarship. And we want to have that within large numbers, but we can't do that without the sponsorships.
Absolutely. And I don't think, DC, and I want to bring you into the conversation, I don't think that $100 is too much for really any business to give, is it?
Absolutely. And I'll be willing to sponsor two.
Thank you. Yes.
Wonderful.
Great. Awesome.
Amazing.
Wonderful.
More than happy to do.
What a blessing.
Absolutely. And, you know, we say it all the time, and we said that to Deborah and to LaTanya during the break. We don't want to just talk about it. We don't want to just provide lip service. We want to be able to open up our checkbook. Do we have abundance of money to give? No, we don't. But we're believing God that, you know, you can't outgive God. And every time we get an opportunity to give, we want to give, and we want to help to be the change, and we want to encourage businesses. How do they connect with you? $100, I am telling you, if you can't give $100 from your business, then, I mean, really, $100 shouldn't make or break you.
Yes. And it's we're nonprofit, so it's tax deductible.
Absolutely. And this is to help to educate young African-American children and to give them hope for a better future.
Right.
Yes.
And so we want, how do people connect with you guys, LaTanya, if they want to give? DC's already written the check out.
Yes, he has. He's given me my nice check. I want to take a picture of it. I'm so excited this morning. My day has just started out, you know, perfect. But they can contact Deborah Graham at 318-792-2906. Or
one more time, 792-2906.
Uh-huh. And I'm located at the Family Counseling Agency on Murray Street, and my number is 337-353-2129. And so they can purchase tickets from us, and they can also purchase tickets at the door, but it's very limited seating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it would be best if they would just purchase their tickets in advance, as well as with sponsorships. You know, get in contact with us soon. So that we can get their information printed on our banner and put their names in our program. So
absolutely. And it's important to note that this is only in just, this is only 3 days away. This is February the 16th. So yes. Time is literally running out.
Right, exactly.
And so, Deborah, before we got to let you guys go, you know, we celebrate Black History Month and we talk about our past. We talk about empowering African Americans. And, you know, it's, for me, it's just not African American history. It is history.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Empowering our young people for a better future. How do we empower people that are listening, people that have businesses, or people that just, you know, want to give? How do we, or don't want to give? How do we empower those people to become better givers?
Well, Deborah, you can chime in at any time, but
everybody's saying that's the million-dollar question.
But I think with, you know, if we set the example, which we are doing, but just think about, you know, the President Obamas, the Michelle Obamas, you know, all the different people within our community that are doing great things in the community. You want, if you don't have a child that is a high school senior, or if you don't have any children, you know, living at home, just think about, they are the ones that will take care of us in our golden age. And we want to empower them and have them, you know, be able to, you know, to be successful in life. And this is going to set, you know, the groundwork for them to be able to do so. Allowing for the even the little ones to watch what we are doing. I know with my children, they watch everything that I do. And so that's only going to inspire them to want to do more, you know, within this, within their community too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is a movement that is great for the community. And so as we're talking about the banquet on February the 16th, we want you to consider to be being a sponsor. It's only $100. The $100 is going towards scholarship monies to help the next generation. And at the top of the show, I talked about helping our kids to finish. Well, you know what? We got to help them to get started before they can finish.
Right.
And so it is up to each and every person that is listening within the sound of our voices to say, you know what? I will be the change that I want to see. I'm going to stop talking about what's wrong with our kids and what's wrong with society. And I'm going to start talking about what's right with it. How can I do that? I can do that by either buying a ticket and or sponsoring. And you don't have to be a business to sponsor. If you want to just give a $100 donation, they would receive that. And it is going to bless students to get better.
Yes.
And so, Deborah, the work that you all are doing, it looks like you have an incredible group of women. We want to thank you personally for reaching out to us. But more than that, we want to thank you and your organization for being the change that you want to see. And you know what? You know what, Deborah? And LaTanya and all the women on the list. Change.
And the one man.
And the one man. I'm sorry, my brother. Chauncey, you got that. You're our brother. You know what? Change doesn't come easy. But if we all give what we have, I'm telling you, that's where it starts.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And history reflects that.
Absolutely. It's all about changes. We want to thank LaTanya Charles, Deborah Graham, and we want to thank the Association of Black Social Workers Alexandria Chapter for all that you guys are doing. Thank you for being the change that you want to see.
Thank you.
Hey, you guys were incredible. Thank you for spending the very busiest and best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. I told you it was going to be quick. I told you it was going to be fun. You should have came in.
Thank you so very much. Absolutely. Thank you.
It's our great pleasure. And listen, if we can help, we're happy to do it.
Yes, I appreciate it. Um, empowering the future. We have five students from one representing each of our high schools, one from Bolton, one from Peabody, Pineville High, Tioga, I'm missing somebody, and Ash, that was in your senior high. We have African-American students from the class of 2013, and they will be on program. So we have one from Bolton that will be playing the violin. We're spotlighting their talent, and we want to share that with the community so that they'll know that these students have a dream and that they're pursuing it. So we want to share that with them.
That's powerful. That's powerful. Hey, listen, you guys, thank you so much.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Hump Day Wednesday.
Today is February the 13th. It's 8:39, and this segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism Stay and Play in Avoyelles Parish and Davis One Stop. That's Thesha Davis and Hollywood and the great team down there in Cheneyville. Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville, especially if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71. Now, as we are not really switching gears, DC, I want to kind of just stay with where we were, because after the ladies left us this morning, we really started talking a lot about giving. And this is something that we have been talking about a lot. And DC said, you know what? People are going to just sit by and watch us give ourselves rich. I am telling you, you cannot outgive God. You just can't do it. And when you have organizations, and I know people are saying, people from everywhere, everybody's asking for something. But you know what? We talk about Black History Month. We talk about celebrating this, and we talk about doing that. But what are we really doing? Are we giving to anything, or are we just talking about who else needs to give and what else needs to be done? When are we going to start coming out of ourselves? And I was talking about finishing, but you know what? I maybe should have been talking about starting. We want our kids to start off on the right foot. We want them to know, not just African-American kids, all kids. We want them to know that if college is a dream of theirs, that it can be a reality, that we want to make that impartation. We want to be able to give in situations where we can give. We want to be able to, this is a situation where you might want to just stretch yourself to be a bigger giver, to start. And one of the things that we were talking about is that we want to be able to give even more. We want to be able to give even more, DC. We don't want to just
absolutely
put the limit on giving.
Absolutely. We understand and appreciate that you can't be God-given. And, you know, we were in church some Sundays back,
mm-hmm.
and Pastor Greg was saying that, you know, you just need to step up. You don't want to back off giving. In mm-hmm. other words, you end up, you know, kind of letting up.
Or missing your blessing.
You know, because I know we've been being blessed. We've been being blessed mm-hmm. abundantly. And I think I kind of got into a point where I had missed church a few times. And I was giving kind of backed off, but you know, now I'm pressing in and trying to give more, because I understand and appreciate that you cannot be God-given. And every time I have an opportunity to give to something, like the ladies this morning, you know, mm-hmm. I would like to sow into that.
The ABSW.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And one of the things that Deborah said is, she said, if you could let the listeners know that at the banquet on February the 16th, the theme, of course, is embracing the past and empowering the future. But they're going to showcase five high school students and their talents. One is a violinist. Each of them have God-given talents, and they're going to showcase that. And I am telling you, and I almost want to get indignant talking about it, that we have got to do better. We've got to stop waiting for everybody else to give and come out of our own selves and start giving. $100 is not too much to give to this organization that's trying to send kids to college, DC. It's just not.
Absolutely is not.
You know, and unless and until we start to open up, we're going to, if you continue to hold a tight fist, if you continue to wait on others, you're going to always wonder why you're broke. Now, it's tax time. I know people are cash full right now. People are getting those income taxes, and they are looking for things to go and do with that money. And so why not take $100 and say, you know what, I'm going to give to this organization. It's a worthy organization. It is an organization that is going to make kids better. It's going to make communities better. But you know what? If we keep turning a blind eye, we're going to keep wondering what's happening to our kids. Why are they always involved in this? Why are they always, like she said, in the juvenile system? Why? Well, we need no further look no further than ourselves. It's not enough for your kids and my kids to be successful. It's going to take the sum total of all. And so those who have a little bit more should do a little bit more. And stop being selfish. Stop worrying about me and mine. If you take care, God said, if you take care of his, he will make sure that you're taken care of. And I guess I just get a little bit stirred up about it, because every time we ask people to give, it always seems so tough. And talking to the ladies, they're like, well, you know, the giving has been slow.
Right. And it is tough. And I think a lot of it's about, Corlette, a lot of people really, and you know, because the last thing we want to do is try to impose our will on people doing stuff, because that's just not what we do. You know, we're not with the go into your benevolent funds and all that stuff. You know, you do what you want to do.
Right.
What we understand is the law of giving.
That's right.
What we're trying to impress upon people is to appreciate the law that when you give, it's going to be given back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you give like that, you give with expectation that I'm going to be gaining.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see giving in that way, your perception of giving is different. If you see giving as I'm giving and I'm not going to get anything back for giving, mm-hmm. then of course you're not going to give, because to you, to give is to lose.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I know every pastor in every pulpit around the city is trying to get people to understand the law of
mm-hmm.
giving, the law of giving. Whenever you see people constantly giving, and I know we are just being blessed abundantly,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going to stop my giving. That would be stupid for me to say, oh, wow, I'm giving and I'm receiving,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just going to stop giving.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I'm going to probably stop receiving.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we have to, just like seed that you put in the ground, when you put it in the ground, you have to wait for it to bear fruit.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with giving. If I give $100 today, that doesn't mean at the end of the day I'm going to get $200.
Right.
But I do expect to get some return on that giving. And so it causes me to be a more cheerful giver.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it does. And you are a cheerful giver. And I guess, Ducey, I guess I'm sad. You know,
don't be sad.
I get sad.
Yeah, but don't be sad.
You know,
it's all right.
You know, I just get sad.
Folks, y'all need to call them up and make some donations to them.
And you're right. And we're never going to ask anybody to go into some fund.
Oh, no.
We're going to go write a check.
Absolutely. And we're never going to ask you to give and we don't give.
Absolutely.
We just don't roll like that here at the OPT.
Absolutely. We want to be the first givers. And you know what? We want to keep that pipeline open.
Absolutely.
Because as long as we're giving, God is going to make sure.
Yeah, we're being blessed.
He's going to make sure
Absolutely.
That we have so that we can give.
You can't beat God giving, you know.
You just,
somebody asked me one time, I said, I'm going to try to beat him. Somebody said, you're going to be stupid enough to actually try to beat him.
And you know what, as we talk about giving, I think about the last conversation that we had with State Farm agent Rosa Fields, and she is another one of those givers. And there are some great, great givers in our community. But you know what? Sometimes maybe if other people could just step up. And sometimes you have to give out of your own necessity, give out of your own need. And when we say we're a faith-based community and we say that we're in the middle, in the center of the Bible Belt, in this boot called Louisiana, you know, we don't have people that really have faith to step out and to just give to something worthy, give to the next generation, and show our kids that they are important and that we believe in their future success. And you just do that by giving. Let me give you the number where you can call Deborah Graham if you want to give to this worthy movement. It's 318-792-2906 is Deborah Graham's number. If you want to give into this scholarship fund, they're only asking $100, but you know what? I bet they'd be willing to take whatever you could bless them with.
Absolutely.
So that they can help to educate children.
And they're being the change right there.
They are being
what
the change.
What we always talk about. They've actually put a group of people together,
mm-hmm.
and they're saying, we're going to be the change.
Absolutely.
And they're actually doing it. That's action right there. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always behind
it. We're all about it.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team down in Bunky can be phoned at 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas at 337-942-9939. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Just want to remind you about a couple things that are coming up. One in particular is the Caring Exchange. It's an evening to remember. Stephanie Prestridge is putting on the Caring Exchange, and you've heard me talk about it. It's going to be an evening filled with resources in Central Louisiana for aging parents, spouses, caregivers, and family members. More than just a health fair. It's an event organized to foster dialogue, to start talking about all aspects of health care and aging. It's also going to help to talk about assisted living facilities, nursing homes, living wills, investments, home health, hospice. It's going to be a completion of a puzzle that she has created. It is a puzzle for many people that are trying to figure out what services are available. And we say it all the time, knowledge is power. Well, it's only powerful if you know where to go and you know how to use it and you know what's available. The tickets are $20. They're going to have a wonderful meal. It's going to be February the 28th at the Pineville Country Inn and Suites. And for more information, you can phone 318-447-2525. And I love the heart of the Caring Exchange. I love what Stephanie Prestridge, attorney Stephanie Prestridge, has done to put this together to help our community, to help to begin to open up the conversation. And when you've gone through it, and I know a lot of people have gone through losing loved ones and not knowing what's available, not knowing what to do, and at the end of the loss, feeling guilty about whether or not you made the right decisions. And so as a family, what we have decided, and we will definitely, my mother and I, God willing, nothing happens, we will definitely be there. Because what this last death in our family has shown us is that people need to be specific about what they want and the care that they want as our parents are getting older. And so the best way to do that is by getting a ticket, $20, for the Caring Exchange. It's going to be February 28th from 5:30 to 7. And the guest speaker is going to be author Jim Comer, When Roles Reverse, Parenting Your Parents. It's going to be a good event. I tell you what, changing gears yet again. It's Hump Day Wednesday. I woke up this morning, as I do every morning, thank God, feeling wonderful, feeling a sense of refreshing and renewing and just understanding that great things are in store. And the way that you start is you start by what you're thinking. You start by suppressing that negative self-talk that is vying to take your day down. Kids hopefully had a good 2 days off. And one of the things that we did this weekend was we made some changes in the Christmas household. We said to Deuce Christmas, you know what? Video games need to be put on the back burner, and you need to find some other things to challenge your mind. And you know what? When we begin to challenge our kids' minds into building, into tapping into the gifts, we believe that great things will happen, but we've got to be the catalyst for that. We've got to be the ones to start the dialogue, to start to make the change. And you know what? Change never comes easy. It's always tough. But you know what? In the end, I believe it's good. Everything has a season. And when you move from one season to the next, we need to be able to make those changes, even when they are tough. And so at our house, there's a refreshing, there's a renewal, new ideas, new energy, new things happening. And it's a lot going on, and we're excited about it. And we're excited about the possibility. The possibility of finding fresh and new things. And more than that, we're excited about not just finishing, but getting started, making sure that our kids get started on the right foot. We hope that your morning is started on the right foot. And guess what? If it didn't get started on the right foot, open up your mouth and start to declare that today will be a great day. You'll make it over the hump. And you'll run straight into the weekend. It's going to be a great rest of the week. And all we've got to do is declare it. And I'm telling you, the more you tell yourself that things are good, that things are getting better, that it will be a great day, the more yourself will start to believe it. All you've got to do is just do it. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Don't forget, love yourself. Change starts with you, and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Hump Day Wednesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift,
and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on